Weiter in Shasrin's Vachem Dav Samach Vav, picking up on the middle of the page, about a Mishnah. Mazda for those who finished the sixth parak, and now we begin the seventh parak of Zivachem. This part of the Mishnah is going to sound a little strange because it's going to say something fairly obvious, but it's in order to keep up, you know, they want the Mishnah to be consistent. Chatas Aof, Shasa Lamata, which is normal, which is supposed to, that's how you're supposed to do it, and Kemaisa Chatas, Shem Chatas, you did everything properly. Rashi's Malika, Besimen, Echad, Vazah, Mitzoy, you did everything you're supposed to do. Share it's kosher. Kamaisa chatas l'shem ola. If he offered using the chatas shtickl, what he's supposed to do, but he did it l'shem ola. Ooh, now we're spicing things up. Or kamaisa ola l'shem chatas, or vice versa. Rashi is begamar first d'sheni b'mai. I think we're going to explain why it, what aspect of the thing the Kohen did, the sheni b'mai. Kamaisa ola l'shem ola, or he does ola, for the, or using the ola for the sake of an ola. Then psula. All these are going to be pasul, no good. Asad l'mayla k'maysa kulan psula. If we did the carbon above the chutasik, or the red line, in any of these things that we said over here, it's going to be no good. Rashi says, k'lomer k'maysa echad mikula na'amurim kan, v'afilu k'maysa chatas v'shem chatas, but you did it l'mayla, when it's supposed to be l'mata, then it's going to be psula, no good. Okay, olasof. What happens if Ola Sa'ov, Sha'asa Lamaila, which is where it's supposed to be done? Kamaisa Ola Shem Ola, then Ksheira, it's going to be good. Kamaisa Ola Lashem Chatas Ksheira, wow. Uvelvat Shalom also Labala, except it's not going to count for the owner. In other words, he's got to bring another carbon over here. Kamaisa Chatas Shem Ola, if he did the Ola, doing according to the Chatas procedure, and his Gemara is going to explain what exactly he did differently, but he did for the sake of the Ola. Then Kamaisa Chatas Shem Chatas, or using the Chatas procedure for the sake of Chatas, Psula is going to be no good. And the Kohen cannot finish it off to stop it there. Asa Lamata, Kamaisa Kulan Psula. If you do Lamata, then it's going to, like everything's going to be Pasa. Rashi says, Kamaisa Echad Mikol Ilu, Afilu Kamaisa Ola L'Shem Ola, still it's going to be no good because it's got to be done above. Beep, turn the page. Sukta Hilgi Gemara, Samach Vav Amud Base. Dishani b'mai, the Gemara said, right, we know we're talking about the case, the Mishnah said, if you have a chatas of, that one did using the Ola procedure, but for the sake of the chatas, and we want to know, dishani b'mai, what exactly, what change did he make? What aspect of the carbon did he change and do the Ola instead of the chatas? Elaim, dishani b'malika, if you want to see, he switched it up when it comes to Malika, that he separated the bird's head from its body, cut both simanim, which is a Malika thing was said by the Ola Sa'op and not by the Chatas. Then, Nema Delok Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, then would we have not said that our Mishnah is not going according to Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Damar Shamati Shem Avdilim Chatasof, who said, I heard from my teachers that you are allowed to go and separate the head from the Chatasof. Right? That we saw that in Samachim Abbas. It says, Gemara, Velo Ukimna Delok Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Fine, so let it not be like him. Like, what's the big deal over here, right? We already said that we don't paskin like him anyway, says the Gemara. No. We can explain this Mishnah as going with Elazar Rabbi Shimon. It means the Shani Bazah, that he changed the proper thing with the Chatas Ha'of in reference to the sprinkling of the dam. Like, he skipped it, and he did only the squeezing out of the dam. So you could go along with him as well. Rashi says Shalohiza Elamitza Shamitzo Hi Avodas Haola. Also makes sense to say like this. Mitikatani Sefer, the fact that it says in the Sefer, Aso Lamaila Kamaisa Kula and Psula, Afil Kamaisa Chatas Shem Chatas, it's got to be no good. Shiny Bamai, in this case of the Mishnah, which is talking about making the Chatas puzzle that was brought, using the correct thing, the correct procedure and the correct intent, but the wrong place is about where you change the location for what purpose of it, which avoda did he do up there? Elim, the Shiny Bamalika, you want to say you switch it in terms of the Malika, then why would it be no good? We said Malika b'chol makom k'mizbeach. Sorry, k'shera. That if you do Malika any, you know, the achatas of any place on the mizbeach is going to be good. El alav the shani b'azah must be switched. He did it. He changed the location in reference to the sprinkling of the dam. Umi the seifa b'azah. The fact that the seifa is talking about azah, reishanami b'azah, it's also talking about as well. And since you had the mishnah, right, it's talking about the change of location. It's talking about the spritzing of the dam. Then we said at the beginning of the Mishnah, which is talking about a change in the way of doing the carbon, is also talking about the sprinkling of the dam. Says the Gemara, nah, midiriyah, is that a raya? Ha, kiddies, va, kiddies. So we could just say, no, the race is one thing, and the safe is another thing, right? And therefore, you can't bring a raya to that. And therefore, we're going to say this is not going like Rabbi Shimon, by Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Okay, okay, next part of the Mishnah. Olas ha'of, the ola, the bird. Bark, bark, the olas ha'of. Dishani b'mai, right? The Mishnah said that olas ha'of brought using the chattis procedure is going to be no good. Dishani b'mai. All right, we're talking about what change, which part of the thing, the bird, the olas ha'of, in reference to what aspect did he do it? Elim the shadow of Malik, if you want to see, switch it up with Malik, says Rashi, Shalo Hivdil, that he wasn't Mavdil the head when he was supposed to, right? He only, you know, cut one of the pipes, and cut of the Veshet, which is in the Malika for the Chattas. Midgadani Seifa, the one for effect is in the Seifa, Kulan Ein Mitamin, Bebes HaBliya Umolan Bem. All of them do not bring over Tuma in the throat, when there's something known as Bes HaBliya, Tuma's Bes HaBliya. But one does violate Me'ila through not using them, you know, properly. Name it the Lokar Yeshua. We would have to say that the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Yeshua, which is later on in the Mishnah. Tikra Rabbi Yeshua, because if it's like Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Ein Molin, he says one does not over Me'ila by misusing the Ola that's brought below the red line, using that of the Chattas for the sake of Chattas. Ve'el b'mitzoy, rather, what's he talking about? He changed it when it was during Mitzoy, when he was doing the squeezing out the dam. That's when he changed, he did a little bit out, a change. Ema Seifa. But hold on, that can't make sense because they must say of Salamata Kamasakatas Shim Khatas. Rabbi Lazar Omer Molimba. You're over Me'ila. Rabbi Shu Omer A Molimba. That you're not over on Me'ila. Rabbi Shu holds that the Ola is gonna be considered like a Khatas, which is not gonna be Me'ila. Rabbi Lazar doesn't agree that this thing can happen. The Shani Bemai. So now when the Mishnah says in this area, right, that's using the Khatas thing, it's talking about where he changed it. In reference to what thing? Elim and Mitzvah, when it says something about squeezing out the blood, then the Mishnah couldn't say that Rabbi Yeshua is going to say that there's no Me'ila. Amar, the Amar Rabbi Yeshua, the Shani B'Malika, we have to say that Rabbi Yeshua said that there was no Me'ila where the Ola Sa'of was done below the red line using the Chattas, for the sake of Chattas. It's talking about where he changed the Ola, even in reference to Malika, B'Mitzvah Mi'Amar. But where you changed the Ola thing in reference to squeezing out the dam, did Rabbi Yeshua ever say that there's no Me'ila? Of course he didn't say that. Ve'ela b'malika. So you want to say what? That he it's talking about where he made the switch in reference to Malika? Reisha v'seba b'malika v'insesa b'mitzoy? You want to say the Reisha that's talking about Malika, the second, say for second Malika, and the middle key is talking about Mitzoy? Says Gemara, in, yep. Reisha v'seba b'malika. No problem. We could have, although we don't like to do that, splitting up the Mishnah like such a way. But yes, you could say that that's the case. Zok the next Eliga Mishnah Vekula in Mitamin Bebes HaBliya. All of these birds, these, you know, these carbonas that we said in this Mishnah, do not contaminate, not contaminate with tuma through the throat. Fascinating idea. We know that the Torah tells us that an animal or bird that died without shechita is a nevela. And besides the Isser against eating Nevela, the Torah also says that it's going to make somebody tummy. And this applies to the Nevela of any big animal, kosher, non-kosher, doesn't matter, and to the Nevela of kosher birds. Non-kosher birds that died doesn't pass that on, doesn't pass that over. The Nevela of a kosher bird is unique in that it doesn't convey tuma through contact or being carried like an animal would. It only through when you put it in your, when someone eats it and goes into the throat. That's when it's going to cause such a thing. Now, if a kosher animal is shechted properly, then its body becomes tahor from giving over tumas nevela, even if it's not mutter to be eaten over here, even if it was, if the animal was a trefa. As opposed to like an animal, right, that's going to give over tumah, it wasn't shechted properly. An ordinary unconsecrated kosher bird was killed. If it was killed through Malika, then its body would convey tuma through Bes HaBliya. Because Malika, since Malika is the only way to be doing it. The Mishnah is telling us that when it's done, when performed on a sacrificial bird, however, the Malika purifies the bird from tumas nevela. Even if its carbon is no good, one is a puzzle. The oaf is not able to be brought on the Mizbeach, it's not to be eaten by a person. The Mishnah says that it's... The Mishnah said, hold on. Yeah, I totally lost my train of thought, but I think what I was saying is it comes out. So the Mishnah is saying that in all these cases of these birds that are mukdash, in the last Mishnah, even where it became possible and it can't be eaten in any way, the Malika is still removed the tumma from it, and there's going to be no tumas tevelas, no tumas base ha'blia. Next, umolin bahen, and but me'ila does apply. Me'ila still applies to these birds. It says Rashi ve'af pechatos. If mechatos hol v'nifsal ve'in behen sh'as heter l'kohanim, it's never time for the kohanim to ever have it. Lo yotzei b'dei me'ila v'shabem, never remove the me'ila from it. Chutz mechatos ha'of sh'asa l'mata k'maisa chatos ha'shem chatos, except for the case of a chatos ha'of, who that was done below, meaning the below the chutas sikra, using the chatas shtickle, the way that they do that whole procedure for the sake of a chatas, which is going to be a good chatas. And Rashi points out, so once it's dam is put on the mizbeach, it's going to be mutter for a person to eat, and the kohen can eat, and therefore it's no longer in the category of meila. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. This is a Shem, we'll start up maybe from the beginning of the Mishnah again next time. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.